The following is an evening darshan given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on June 23, 1986 at New Panihati Dham in Atlanta, Georgia. The darshan begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Jaya Jaya Kamala Yana Gora Chandra Jaya Jaya Tumara Premira Bhakta Brinda. Glories, glories to Lotus Eyed Gora Chandra. All glories to your loving devotees. Hano Subha Drishti Prabhu Koroho Amayai Aharnisha Chitta Jano Bhajaye Tumaya. Please have your transcendental vision upon us and make us free from all Maya. May I constantly our consciousness be engaged in your transcendental worship. Hanumate prakasha hoilo gora chandra sachi grihe dine dine baraya ananda putera simoka deki brahmani brahman ananda sagare adohe bashe anukhan. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was increasing the transcendental happiness in the house of Mother Sachi day by day. To see the lotus face of her son, all the Brahmanis and Brahmanas, or the wives of the Brahmanas and the Brahmanas, were both floating in an ocean of transcendental nectar. Baire dekhiya visharupa bhagavan hashiya korena kole anandiradam. Visharup, the older brother of Lord Chaitanya, he used to see his brother and he would laugh holding him in his arms, in his lap. Visharup is also an incarnation of Godhead. Japto apta vargo ache sarva purikare ahanisha sabe thaki balake rabhare. In this way, all of the relatives and friends, they're giving the Lord Gaurahari so much affection. They always were praying that Vishnu might protect him, making different prayers that the demigods would protect him. In this way, all the different neighbors and relatives, they're all praying that Lord Chaitanya would be protected. Everyone was so attached to him. Nobody could understand really that his transcendental position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tavat kandena prabhu kamala lochana hari nama sunile rohina totokan. Lord Chaitanya would cry with tears coming out of his lotus eyes, but as soon as he would hear the holy name, then he would stop. So in this way, he would always cry until they started to chant the Harinam. So in that way, everybody had to always chant Hare Krishna. As soon as they would stop, he'd start to cry. He had to again chant. And this way he kept everybody chanting. Sarvo loke avariya thake sarvo khan kotuka khorai je rasika devogan. This way, even some of the demigods came down to see what was happening. They're coming in disguise as village folks to watch. Bhagavan Gaurahari was always surrounded by so many people. He never liked to stay alone. So although he was just a baby, he was always surrounded by many people. And this way he got them all to engage in the sacrifice of chanting the holy name through his crying. Although the Lord who can deliver one from all suffering and all fear, and who is the ocean of nectar, of eternal life, who is the destroyer of all kinds of obstacles in one's life, who is God himself. Still, even though he is present, all of his relatives and neighbors, they're always feeling afraid that in case something might happen to him. So he took advantage of this. The demigods, to enjoy this, some joking, they did different things to make the people more and more afraid for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Safety. Kono deva lakite grihite sanbai chaya deke sabe bhole, hey, chor jai. Some demigod would come into the house to look, and they wouldn't see him, but they'd see a shadow. Then someone would say, hey, there's a thief. And they'd all start running. Narsinga, Narsinga, Narsinga. They start coming, crying out and chanting different stotras. Then they'd look here and there, but couldn't find anything. It says here, Aparajitai Stotra, one of the protecting mantras. Vipa dukdare janno tatkale shri narasingha namo charan pratha prachayito chilo abashakti upasana priyo keho keho aparajita devi stotro pat koritan. Acha. A few of the people were, most of them were in Lord Chaitanya's family, were all Vaishnavas, so they would say Narasingha, and a few would chant to Devi, because in those days, Devi worship was very common. Nana mantre keho dosa dika bandha kore utilo parama kala rabo sachi gore. This way people start to chant all kind of mantras and send different mantras in 10 directions and to protect Sachi Sutta. The Lord could see that all the demigods are going outside, and this way somebody said, hey, some of them are coming, then they're going. Who is this coming and going? Door, door, get that thief. Narasingha, Narasingha, grab him, grab him. Then some magician or some, like, someone who knows the basic tantras, he said, today that you have it's good that they ran away. They don't know the effect of Narasingha's mantra. Had they stayed, they would have got punished very severely. And in this way, the demigods are laughing out of vision to see how everyone is trying to protect the Lord and so attached to him, and all these things are going on. For a whole month is going on like this. Then it was time for Lord Chaitanya's Niskraman ceremony. Balak Uttana Porbe Chatonari Gan Sachi Sange Ganga Snana Korila Goman. They took Nimai down to bathe in the Ganges. Regarding this, an Oja. Here it says an Oja. An Oja is someone, meaning Upadaya, whose specialty is to protect someone from ghosts, snakes, and those other type of, he knows the mantras for snake bites. And Narasingha mantras were especially used at that time to get rid of boots and prates and other little, and small demigods who mess around with the human being. That they couldn't stand in Narasingha mantras, these type of entities. When a child is just about to be able to stand up and walk, that called a Balak Uttana Parva, Niskraman Sangskar, there's a ceremony that's done called Niskraman. It says from ancient time, babies, after, oh, well, maybe a little earlier than that, but it's about 4 months after birth. Well, they have to stay within the house practically 4 months. They can go like traveling outside. Then after that, they take the child out into the sun. But nowadays, what they do is after 21 days, they do it. And some after 1 month. So at the time of Lord Chaitanya, it was 1 month which was observed that the wife wouldn't associate with apart from relatives. I mean, wouldn't go out or anything. So in this way, after now she's going out, and she's going with the other ladies to the Ganges to take a bath, taking Lord Chaitanya with her. So along with that, they had all kind of music, all the band go with her. There was a huge, you know, band and a procession, kirtan party, everything going down. I don't say kirtan party, but it's just, saw a kirtan party also, and they're going down to take the Ganges water. Before that, they did a worship of the Mother Ganges, the River Ganges. After finishing the worship of the Ganges, then bathing in the river, then the ladies all came back. Then they prepared some special preparations for that festival. Popped rice. Not puffed rice, but popped rice. You take rice and you pop it. That you can make. I can teach that. You can make it. You don't need any machines to do that.
With the hot sand process?
Well, yeah, with hot sand. Then they with bananas, oil, sindoor. We call sindoor that. Kumkum. Gua means betel nut, pine leaves. They gave to everybody. Actually, they gave like a prasad of all these things to the different people. So in this way, all the women gave their blessings to the baby. Then they went back home after offering respects to the mother. So in this way, the Lord was enjoying his own pastimes, which nobody can really understand unless he wants them to understand the spiritual nature of his pastimes. When they would chant, the Lord would clap his own hands while they were singing kirtan. And if they stopped, then he would start crying again. Jato jato prabada koraye bradigan prabhu puna puna kori koraye kranan. As many times as the women would stop chanting, again and again the Lord would start crying. Not only, you know, get the baby to stop, kuchi kuchi koo, and you know, then stops, and all right. Then you can let it, once it's quiet, but with Lord Chaitanya, the only way you get him to stop crying would be chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bo, Hare Krishna. Then he'd start smiling. Then they say, all right, now he's happy. Okay, now then they'd stop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. So, this was his unique pastime. Hari Hari Boli Jari Daki Sarvajane Tabe Prabhu Hashi Chan Shri Chandra Badane. They all chanted Hari Hari. Then the Lord would smile with his beautiful face. Janiya Prabhu Rachita Sarvajanamele Sadaya Bolin Hari Diya Korotale. So after a while, they knew his mood, so they just have someone chant with kartals. Anande koraye sabe hori shankirtan, hori name purno hoilo sochira bhavan. So in this way, everyone, in great transcendental happiness, they engaged in Hari Sankirtan. And Hari Nam was filled up in the house of Sachi. E mate boise prabhu jagannatha gore, gupta bhave gopalera praya keli kore. Oh. In this way, staying in the house of Jagannath, in a hidden way, Gopal. He had in his secret way, he was having pastimes or play similar to Gopal, as Gopal had. Krishna Gopal had. Je somaya jokona take keho gore, je kichu takai gore shakola bitare, bitariya shakol felai chare bite, Sarva Gora Puri Toila Dubda Gola Grite. When I left the house, then he would take everything and just throw it apart and destroy everything. He'd take all the oil, milk, ghee, the buttermilk. When the mother would come, she'd say, "What's going on here?" And see that the child is laying down crying. Hari Hari, then she'd start to chant to make him stop crying. And look around their room and see everything was completely destroyed. Here's a little baby, a few months old, but everything is completely taken and thrown about. She's trying to say, "Hey, who threw all this stuff? All the rice, all the milk. Who broke into the yogurt and the milk? How can a four-month baby only in the house? Who has thrown all these things? Who has done this?" Nobody could figure out who did it. So in this way, all the local villagers came and looked, but they couldn't find any sign of any person. So they couldn't understand how this was going on. Kebole danova asya chilo gore rakha lagi sisure narelo langi bare sisu langi bare na paya kroda mone apachai kori paila ilo nijostane. They said a demon has come here into the room, but because of our mantras protecting him, he could not do anything to the child. Therefore, he was angry and he has taken everything and broken and throwing apart. This is one person's idea. Mr. Jagannatha, deke chitte boro dando, doivo hano jane kichu na bolilo mando. Jagannath Mishra, he looked and he was in a duality. He said, "This is something divine, something extraordinary." So he didn't say anything bad. Doiva pachoya deki dui jana chahi balakera dekiya kono dukha nahi rohe. So in this way, they look at the child. They're all feeling very happy. So anytime we look at the baby Nimai, they'd feel happy. So then he couldn't stay in anxiety. Emato pratidena kore koutuk namakarane kala hoilo samuk. Then it was time for the namkaran. A time when it's one of the 10 samskaras which is performed. 10 purificatory rites that are to be performed for children. Nilambar Chakravarti, that's when the formal name given, confirmed. So Nilambar Chakravarti, with his other associates, they came. There they met with Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. Lucky Pray, Dipto Sabe, Sindura Bhushan. With the ladies of Nilambar Chakravarti and other Brahmin and their wives also came. They were just almost like Lakshmis. Nam tui bare sabe korena bichar, stigan bolayak onno bolayar. So they're all trying to figure out what is the best name for the child. So the women said one name, the men said another name. First, the women said, "Call him Nimai, because Iha anek jesto kona putra nai ses je janmai tai nam se Nimai." So he doesn't have many older brothers or sisters. So who is the last to be born? He should be called Nimai. Bolen vidyan sabha kuriya bichar akanam joggo hoi tuite ihar. But the man said, and there's only one name which is proper to give him. That is Biswambhar. E sisu janamile mato sarabo deshe deshe dur bikha guchilo vesti pailo krishake jagat hoilo shushto ihana janame purbo jano prithivi korile narayane. When this child was born, at that time all over the land. All of the misfortunate and inauspicious things, they all disappeared. And rain started to fall, giving good crops to the farmers. And this way, it seems the whole universe has become very healthy just after his birth, just as when Narayana comes to this world. In other words, we should call him Sri Vishwambar, or one who maintains the entire universe. Kula Deepa Koshtite. They wrote that on a leaf. So Nimai was stated by the ladies. That was kept as the second name. Vishwambar Nimai. And the first name was kept as Vishwambar. Sarva Subha Kana Nama Karana Somai. Gita Bhagavata Veda Brahmana Purai. Deva Naragane Korai Yakatra Mangala. Horidani Shankar Ganta Bhaja Yekakal. So in this way, at the very auspicious moment of giving the Namkaran, or the giving of the name, there was chanting, reading of the Bhagavat. The Brahmins were reading Vedic mantras. At that time, they were calling all of the different deities together, chanting of the holy name of Hari Hari, blowing of conches, bells. At that time, rice paddy, books, puffed rice, kuri, gold, silk, and various other auspicious things were all kept there at that time. Jagannatha bole suno bapa Vishwambar jaha chiti loya taha doroho satar. In this way, Jagannath Misra gave the name Vishwambar. And this way everyone looked at Sri Sachinandan, Bhagavat. Oh, so they did at this time, instead of we do it at the ceremony we do at the Annaprasan, they did that ceremony
at that time.
How old? 4 months. Huh? Four months was when they did the other one.
Going down the river.
So this was a little later.
1 month until they kept him inside.
So here it says that when they looked at Prabhu, was looking at Prabhu Sachinandan, at Lord Chaitanya, and he took the Bhagavatam and he grabbed it and started hugging it. He started to hug. Pati Bratagana Joy! All the ladies start to chant, victory, joy, joy. He's going to become a great pundit. Someone said, no, this child is going to become a Vaishnav, a great Vaishnav. He's going to, and very quickly, know all the conclusions of the Shastras. And Lord Nimai was smiling and looking in all directions. His body was filled with spiritual happiness. Whoever was taking him in his lap, no one wanted to, those are very fortunate they could carry Lord Chaitanya on their lap. Even the demigods, they're not so fortunate as these ladies who could take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on their lap. Whenever the Lord cried at that time, again the ladies would start clapping and start doing Hainam Sankirtan. So in this way, the Lord started to dance, a little child. So in that way, then, the ladies really started to chant loud. So in this way, everyone's mouth was filled with the holy name. And so, trying to imitate, the Lord's trying to chant, but he's not, yet speaking, so I'm just imitating. Without his mercy, no activity can be made perfect. This is what all the Vedas, all the scriptures say. So in this way, he does his own Nam Sankirtan, and day by day he's growing. And this way, as his body grows, he's becoming more and more beautiful. More than a million moons, billions. But he's completely fearless. And every form is beautiful. Not afraid of, and goes to all places for his for playing. Not afraid of fire. Not afraid of snakes. He even grabs the snakes. One day, there was a big snake that came into the house. And the Lord grabbed the snake. He put the kundali kodiya sarpa rohila beriya takur takila tar upare suya. The snake wrapped himself around in a coil. The Lord lay down on top as a little baby and was sleeping. When the women came in the house and saw, they just became all excited. There the Lord is sleeping and smiling on top of the snake. Garuda, Garuda! They all started to chant out. And the mother and parents, they were all crying with fear. When they're hearing their crying, Anantadev, he left. But again, the Lord wanted to grab him and not let him go. In this regard, purport is given that Lord Bhagavan Sri Shesha, assumed the form of the snake so that he could serve the Lord in his childhood pastimes. That's why he had come. Here. But the other people, they thought that this is an ordinary snake. So therefore, they wanted to deliver Nimai. So they called out Garuda, which is by calling Garuda, you get protected from attacks by snakes. So in this way, Anantadev, he left. But the Lord, he grabbed him again and tried to bring him back. So, Duryaniya sabe kori lana kole, chiru jivi hao kori nari gana bole. When he grabbed him, brought him back, everyone said that we pray that you may live forever. Keho raka bande, keho pore swasti vani, ango keho deo Vishnu. Padoka Ani. So in this way, someone is giving Raksha Bandi. That means they're giving like little amulets or something for protecting him. Say someone is Swasti Vani means. Oh, it's reading from books, various mantras and things for protection. And someone's touching the shoe of Vishnu on his body, so that he'll be protected. Someone's saying, this child has taken a rebirth. He's like come back from the dead. How he got saved. Someone else is saying that, what is it? Jati Sar. Ahishoyan Bhagavana Shaiva Sarpuraj. Oh, that there's a form that Sarparaj, one of the servants of the Lord who protects one from snakes, that he has destroyed the snake. He saved him, in other words. The Lord saved him. Hashe Prabhu Gora Chanda Shabare Chahiya Puna Puna Jai Sabe Anena Doriya. Then the Lord smiles at them and again he runs out. And they have to grab him, bring him back. No, where are you going? Don't go out. The Lord's laughing, looking at everyone. And again he's trying to go out, and they bring him. So in this way, it says here that the devotees who hear these pastimes, which are secret even in the Vedas, that sangsar bhujanga tare na kore langane, that this means that a material form of a snake, when you see that, at that time the attachment for one's material life goes more deep. And the attached living entity becomes very active. But here, it's the Supreme Truth, Sri Gaura Narayan, laying on the form of Lord Shesha, he who is filled with the six opulences of the Bhagavan. He should never be mistaken to be a conditioned soul under the influence of the illusion that Anantadev is an eternal servant of the Lord. In other words, people became more detached by seeing these things, although they became more attached to Lord Chaitanya instead of becoming more attached to their maya. So in this way, every day, Satchidananda's house, the Lord, now he was able to walk around in the house, so he's walking a little bit. His form was more effulgent than millions of moons. His face was just beautiful like a moon. And his head, they tied his hair up on his head, and a Brahmin, his eyes were like lotuses, and he was dressed just like a little small Gopal, like a cowherd boy. His arms came down to his knees, even when he was small, of course. And his lips were pinkish or just a reddish in color of the sunrise. All of the his body was filled with all transcendental signs, and his form was golden color. His fingers were very beautiful. His hands, his lotus feet, everything was perfect and beautiful to see. The mood of the Lord as a child, when he would go, anyone who would see him, immediately they'd be liberated from their material attachment. But in this way, day by day, Sachi and Jagannath, when they saw their child, they became astonished. Although they didn't have any wealth, both of them were completely just always in ecstasy. They're just so happy. And then one time they sat together, the two of them, and they were discussing, who has taken birth in our family? Is this some great Mahapurush, some great soul? One is saying, our material suffering has been finished. Someone has taken birth in our family, which is just an ocean of qualities. Who has ever seen such a child? Whoever sees such a child, or anyone who has acts in that way, I've never seen or I've never heard. He's always dancing, always laughing, whenever he hears the holy name. He'll cry until we start the chanting. Unless we chant Harinam loudly, he won't stop crying. From the time of the sunrise, the child makes everybody chant kirtan the whole day. So all the women are chanting Hari Hari Bol and chanting Hare Krishna with their kartals, and the Lord is dancing while they're chanting as a small child. Gora Gori Jaya Prabhu Dulaya Dusar Utihashe Jananira Kolera Upar. Then sometimes he rolls in the dust, then he gets up smiling and he sits on his mother's lap while the kirtan is going on. Hano ango bangi kori nache gora chandra dekhiya sabara hoya uthalu anando. And when he dances, he makes such forms that everyone who see it, they get unlimited happiness. Hano mate shishu vave hori shankirtan Khodayana Prabhu Nahi Bhuje Kono Jan. How the Lord in this little child form is doing the Harinam Sankirtan, no one is able to understand. But think of it, they don't connect it exactly. Nirabade Daya Prabhu Ki Gore Bahire Parama Chanchala Keho Dorite Na Pare. He's always running, either inside the house, outside, in and out. No one can grab him. He's just always restless, moving about. Akeshara Barir Bahire Prabhu Jai Koye Kola Sandesh Ja Deke Tachai. When he goes outside, then whatever he sees, he wants. Sees the pop rice, sees banana, sees sandesh, whatever he sees, he wants it. Dekhiya Prabhu Rup. St. Goparaj wants some sandesh too. Dekhiya Prabhu Rup Parama Mohan Jai Janachine Se Dei Tatukan. Seeing the Lord is, who doesn't know him, he sees his form is so attractive. Who that person doesn't know him, immediately they see him, they get struck, and they just have to stop and look at the Lord. Sabe sandesh kola deyen prabhure paya santoshe prabhu ai senagore. So when he says, give me the sandesh, so that everyone, no one can resist this, to take, give it. And the Lord takes it, runs back to his house. Say so we know. Sandesh is a favorite of Lord Chaitanya. Say sako strigane gayan harinam tasavareyani sabakorena pradan. And all the ladies who chant harinam, they also come and bring him sandesh and other things, bananas and things. Balikera budi deki hashi sarvojan hate thali diya hori voli anukhan. So seeing his little child intelligence, all the people are laughing, oh how cute, very nice. And they're also clapping their hand and chanting Hare Krishna. Ki bihane ki madhyane ki rati sandhyahi nirabari bhari bahire prabhu jahi. Whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the noon, whether it's in the sunset or at night, constantly the Lord is going in and out of the house. Nukete bosaye jato banduvar gobgore. Nikote bosaye jato banduvar gagore. Protidina kotuke apune churi kore. So, not too far away, in the different house of friends. Oh, he would go to the other of his friends and he'd do some theft. But he would take a little milk, little rice, break a clay pot if he didn't find anything in the house. So in this way, the Lord, he'd go, if the baby's in the house, he'd make the baby cry. If someone'd see him, he'd immediately jump and run. Doiva joge jodi keho pari dori bare tabe tar pai dhore kori pori hare ebar chaho charoho more nasibo ar jodi churi koro dohaya tomar. But somehow if somebody is able to catch him by will of providence, then he'll become very humble and touch their feet. Please this time let me go. I won't come back anymore. He said, if you come back again, next time, I'm going to beat you. Dekhiya sisur buddhi sabe bismito rushta nahe keho sabe korena pirito. But seeing the child's intelligence, everyone became astonished. Nobody was actually angry. Everyone became more and more attached to him. Nija putra hoite o sabe sneho kore darasana mate sarvo chitto vritti kore hore. In fact, they became more attached to him, more affectionate to him than their own children. And simply by seeing him, they would lose their consciousness. They would just enchant them. E mato ranga kore Vaikunta Rarahi Stira Nahi Akotai Bulaye Sarai. In this way, Vaikunta Rai, Lord Chaitanya, the Lord of Vaikunta, he never was just stood, so he was always moving constantly, here and there. One day, Prabhu dekhiya dui chore, jukti kore kashishu beraya nagore, Prabhu shiyango dekhe dibbo alankar, horivare dui chore chinte porokar. One day, seeing the Lord, the two thieves spotted little baby Nimai, and they start to discuss, whose child is this is wandering about unprotected in the village, and seeing on his body various very opulent ornaments of gold and jewels, they thought, we should just relieve the child of these heavy ornaments and steal them. So they bap bap boli aka chore loilo kole atokona kota chile ara chora bole. One said, hey, my dear boy, come here, come here. And took him on his lap. The other said, where have you been so long? We've been looking for you. Jat gore aiso bap, bole dui chore, hasiya bole na prabhu cholo jai gore. Said, come to your uncle's house, little child. Come with me. Smiling, the Lord says, all right, let's go to your house. Ate bate kole kore, dui chore dai, loke bole ja shisho sei loi jai. So, in a big hurry, the two thieves, they ran with the child, taking him in their arms. And then the people are saying, hey, whose child are this guy, these people taking away with them? Arbudar budaloka, keva karechine, mahatushta chor alankar darshone. But in Navadvip, there's so many people, just thousands and thousands of people that, who knows anybody else, you see, there's so many people. So the thieves, they kept looking at his ornaments and they were very happy. Keho mone bhave mui, nimutar bala, e mate dui chore kai monokola. That's a little bit tough. Taro bala. They already start thinking these things are all ours. So in this way, they started to just imagine in their mind how they're going to be enjoying and how they're going to just have all this, the wealth from that. And this way, they just became so filled with anxiousness and with hope and joy. So in this way, they just became overwhelmed with their desires, and not more than they had it. You know, they weren't thinking that they just already were spending the money. Dui chora choli jai nija mar mostane skande rupore hashi jana bhagavane. This way, the two thieves are running to what they know as their own place, carrying the Lord on their shoulder. He's sitting on their shoulder, laughing, smiling, while they're running with him. Aka jana prabhure sandesha daya kore ara jane bole ailawa gore. One person stopped just long enough to give the Lord a sandesh. And the other said, hey, we've reached to our house. E mato bandiya aneka dure jai heta jato aptogana chahiya berai. But in the meantime, Nimai is gone, so all of the relatives and everyone, they're looking everywhere. Where's Nimai? Where's Nimai? And so they're wandering here and they're looking for Nimai. Keho keho bole aiso aiso bishumbar. Keho daki Nimai, Nimai, koriya ucham swar. Someone's calling out, hey, come on, come here, bishumbar. Some are crying out, Nimai, Nimai. And this way they're crying out. Parama bakula hoile na sarabhojan. Jala bina jano hoya bats. Motsera jivan. And as they became so anxious that it was just like a fish out of water, they were just completely just, you know, what's the proper, it's completely just complete anxiety trying to find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sabe sarva bhave loila govinda saran prabhu loya jaya chora apuna bhavan. This, everyone is just remembering Krishna and chanting Govinda's name. At that time, the Lord brings back the thieves to his own house. Vaishnavi maya chor pata nahi chine jagannathe gore ailo nija gore gane. By Krishna's own maya, Vaishnavi, the illusory energy, couldn't recognize the path. They thought, they came back to Jagannath Mishra's house thinking that this is our own house. Chor deke ailao nijo mar mostane alankar horite hoilo sabodane. So they think that now we're back in our house. They became very eager to take his ornaments. Chor bole naam bap ailao gor prabhu bole hai hai namao sotor. One thief said, get down. We come, get down off me. We come to the house. The Lord said, oh, let me down. Let me down quickly. Jekhane shakul gane mishra jagannath vishada bhavena shabe mate diyahat. Where all the people were just, you know, putting their hand on, where is Nimai? No, they're complete. They're putting their hands on their head. Then all of a sudden, the two thieves who are just bewildered by Lord Chaitanya's maya, standing right in Jagannath Mishra's house, thinking it's their own house. As soon as Lord Chaitanya got off their shoulder, then they let Nimai off their shoulder, thinking this is their own house. As soon as they let him off their house, then immediately Nimai ran to his father's lap, and then everyone was very happy, crying, Hari Hari. Everyone was sabar hoilo anir bachaniya rango pranashi dehir hoilo jano shango. Everyone was so happy that they couldn't even speak. They're just like speechlessly happy. Their life had been returned to their dead bodies. Aponara gora nohe deki dui chore kota asiachi kichu chinete na pare. And all of a sudden the two thieves look. So this is not our house. So where have we come to? They couldn't figure out anything. They were just like totally bewildered. Guna gole keba kare abodhana kore chari dege chahi chor palaila dhore. And they looked around and they saw, oh my God, you know, they didn't do something. They just looked, you know, and they saw, they were right here. They ran as fast as they could. As soon as they figured out what happened, they're standing in the very house that they stole, they ran. Paramadbut dui chor mone gone chora bole belkina dilokona jane chandi rakilana aji bole dui chore shusto hoya dui chora kola kuli kore. See how wonderful the two thieves are thinking. How amazing. And the thief said, how has this happened? Who has given us some magic trick that they made us come back to the same place? The other one said, it's simply the mercy of Chandi, of Goddess Durga, that somehow we were saved. How we got out of that place, even after we took the child, we came back to the same, and we got out, scot free there, embraced each other. We're saved by Goddess Durga. Paramarte dui chor mahabhagyavan nararayana jariskande kurila utan. These two thieves, so greatly fortunate, on whose shoulder they have carried Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Eta sarva gane mone korena bichar, ke anilo deho vastro sire banditar. All the people thought, who had brought them back? Let us give them a donation of cloth. Keho bole deki lao loka duijan, shishu tui kono dike korilo gaman. Someone said, I saw two people come and leave the child off, and then they left. Ami aniachi kono jan nahi bole adbhut dekhiya sabe porilena bole. I brought him, nobody admitted. All the people were wondering who brought them, who left him off. Sabe jigasena bapa kohoto nimai Ke tu mare ani lo paya kono tai. Then he asked, "Hey, Nimai, tell us, who left you here? Where have they gone?" Prabhu bole, "Ami giya chino ganga tire, potaharai ami beraya nagore, tabe dui jana ama kolete koriya, kon pote ekane tui lo aniya." The Lord said, "I just went walking by the side of the Ganges. I lost my way, walking in the city. Then two men picked me up, taking me on their shoulder. And then, I don't know exactly which path they came. They came and they dropped me off here." Sabe bole mita kobu nahi sastravani, dwebe raki sisu bidto onata poni. One person said, "The scripture, the words of the scripture are never false. The Lord protects children, the old, and the orphans, Himself." Ei moto bichar koren sarvojane, Vishnu maya mohe keho tatto nahi jane. In this way, everybody's speculating and trying to figure it out, but by Vishnu's illusory energy, nobody can figure out what really happened. Ei moto ranga kore baikunte rarai, ke tare janite pare jodi na janai. In this way, the Lord is doing His transcendental pastimes. Some is able to understand, others, they are not. Ved gopoe sab akhyana je sune, tarira bhakti hoy chaitan charane. We hear these transcendental pastimes, they get firm devotion at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jano, Vrindavan Dasa Tachu Pada Juge Gano. Vrindavan Das Thakur, the most insignificant service a servant sings at the two lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda, who are more effulgent like the transcendental moons. Hare Krishna. End of the chapter 5, chapter 4, Adi Lila Chaitanya Bhagavat. All right. Any questions? Yeah?
I was wondering when you were reading that Shalai Lord Chaitanya going in and out of the house. And I've always thought about, Chaitanya Shalai going in and out of the house. And I was like, what kind of house? Was it like the thatched house that the Gurukul was living in Mayapur?
Didn't have screen doors.
But is that kind of house?
Yeah.
A real simple
thatched house.
Thatched house, like they were.
Mud house. Maybe mud.
Clay floor.
Mud walls with thatched roof. Very cool. Thick mud. 2 feet thick. Very cool. With cow dung over it. Thick grass roof. As everyone's house was like that, except for the kings or the landlords. That's why the masons in India are called Raj Mistries. A mystery means a craftsman. And so they were the king's craftsmen, Raj. You know, Maharaj, Raj. Raj Mistries meant king's craftsmen, because only the kings would have brick houses made. Big people. All the Brahmins would live in grass hut. Even if they had money, they live in a grass hut. They live very simply. There's how much people in India, even today, who have land, but they chose to live in a grass house. It's actually very cool. In Delhi, the concrete houses are so hot in this season, in the summer season, that the walls, because it's very dry there, zero humidity practically, it's so dry that even the walls are hot. And I went up on the roof to sleep on the roof, but the whole roof is hot. I threw water down on the roof at 10 o'clock at night and it was steaming. So then the only place to get any coolness, you go under the fan, it's like a blast furnace. So you had to go out and sleep on the grass. But because the whole steel concrete just picks up the heat and just retains it. But this grass house, very cool. The mud and the grass doesn't retain any heat, so it's very warm in the winter. Inside it's warm, it's insulating. In the summer it's cool inside. Cool in the winter, cool in the summer, hot and warm in the winter. Yes?
finished. Should be. First 2 years I lived in Mayapur in a grass hut. For 2 years.
Real outdoor. That's out where the
Chaganat Temple.
Where we went. Station.
Right.
Throughout the year we were doing stuff. Now they built the whole temple in.
Yes. Also had a grass hut. Hare Krishna Swami disciples built him a brick house with a concrete roof.
There?
Yeah, but I said I'd just take a grass hut. So everyone goes there, they all want to stay in the grass hut.
Which island is that on?
Srimantadweep. That's the island which is not different from Radharani's gardens.
Okay.